Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
At BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com. Order today.
Trail. Whoops! Does that mean Jeb is officially running? Hillary Clinton Foundation admits, yeah, we had some mistakes on our tax filings, but we're going to be really transparent. Don't worry, we're going to fix it. And yet, 25 people by my count on the Republican side of things are going to run for president, but they haven't declared yet. Only three have declared. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Interesting, isn't it, that George W. Bush is saying, yeah, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go on the campaign trail. I'm going to stay off of the campaign trail. Some people feel like he's radioactive, but I wonder if that's really true. There was a closed-door dinner Saturday night. There's about 800 members of the Republican Jewish Coalition, and the 43rd president said that it would probably hurt his brother if he campaigned alongside him. So, you know, having the two Bushes, that whole idea of the dynasty that so many of us don't like the idea of, that this wouldn't be a good thing. The, oh, here comes another Bush, so it would be better to stay away, that he's got to contend with the whole idea of the Bush name. So, see, it helps in one way because he has the dynasty. He does. So he has legacy and money and people in his corner, which is why Jeb Bush keeps being talked about as the nominee when he hasn't even declared yet, but as beating everybody else in these primaries, meaning Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and Scott Walker and all the other people that haven't declared yet but are sure to declare. The former president was asked some questions about Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee, and he didn't say much except for to say that she would be a formidable opponent for whoever the Republican nominee was. He was doing a fundraiser combined with a little speech or two, and he was in Las Vegas for all of that. Pretty interesting because he was sought after at this event, and that's not necessarily a surprise, but it was a three-day thing. So the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was there at one point, and then you had former Republican rock stars from White House's past, including Bush's. Ari Fleischer was there, and they kind of try to skirt around any of the hard questions, that it was more about donations and all of that. But it was interesting that he clarified there's no way that he would be on the campaign trail. I suppose he'd be there at the very end, but wouldn't be there during any of the campaign, which is the question about Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton has the same thing besides everything else, from Benghazi to servers to emails to, oops, mistakes on tax filings, and you were Secretary of State, and, how about some of that money that poured into the foundation? Questions about that. What about the questions about Bill Clinton and how much he'll be out there on the campaign trail? I think it's the opposite. I think in some circumstances he'd stay away, but in others, he would be probably right there with her. I mean, here's the question. If Hillary Clinton were to become president, what do you call the former president who's now the first man? The first man? Hello, former president, first man? I mean, I don't know. What does he do? Does he have a cause that he's in charge of? Will he pick up where Michelle Obama left off. Let's get moving thing. I'm just saying. So the Clinton Foundation, as I already mentioned, defended the transparency or their transparency on Sunday, saying, yes, we're going to be very transparent. We are transparent. And the idea that the Clintons traded favors for donations while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, they poo-pooed that. Only acknowledging that they violated a disclosure agreement with the Obama administration, or they've acknowledged that that's what they did. No direct evidence of wrongdoing, though, has been found, and that's the whole thing. So, as I've already said, I can't imagine it brings them down criminally, although it seems so odd, doesn't it? What would happen if either any of us, if anybody listening to me right now, what would happen if you started a foundation and you were started off slow and then you were clicking along and next thing you know, everybody was giving you money and there was some hint of impropriety? You know they'd be all over you. I mean, they just would. So is there a pass here the Department of Justice isn't going to investigate? Maura Pally, who's the acting CEO of the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, posted a statement acknowledging that the organization had not underreported its revenue, had failed to separate the grants from the other donations on their tax filing. And he said, and you know, they said, we made mistakes. Organizations our size do, but we're going to remedy them. Don't worry. And there's a big difference between our relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the other foundations that are backed by the Canadian mining mogul who donated millions to the Clinton Foundation while in a position to financially benefit from a deal that had to be approved by Hillary Clinton's State Department and a bunch of other governmental agencies. I don't know. There's that old thing of where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm just saying. But I still believe this is not a takedown thing for the Clintons or for Hillary Clinton specifically. Not a takedown move at all. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we'll hear what Josh Earnest had to say from the White House on this whole Iran warship thing. Also, we can count. It's about the numbers, and there's one woman who's counting her lucky stars as she found one big, giant diamond at the Arkansas Diamond Park. It's just crazy, isn't it? I keep reading these stories about people who go to this diamond park and find these diamonds, and I'm thinking, I mean, are they, like, panning for the diamonds through, and then they find these diamonds? They found 12 diamonds so far at this park, and some of them have netted a pretty good chunk of change for the person who found the diamond. You're not going to believe the size of the diamond this time around. I'm saving it for We Can Count, but it's huge. Huge. I mean, is it just like sitting there flashing because of the way the light would have bounced off of it? I mean, I don't know. But it's crazy. And also in We Can Count, there's a movie that's really cleaning up at the box office. And within just a couple of days, you know, already into the 100 million category, which if you're up there in a couple of days, then that movie's coasting. Coasting to, who knows, what could maybe even be $1 billion. It wouldn't be that shocking. And some of you might be dealing with weather. In Texas, tornadoes were spotted all over the place. So some pretty damaging winds that have toppled trees and flipped over tractor trailers and whatnot. It is tornado time, that's for sure. And we are right in the eye, many of us, of the tornado alley. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition. nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The White House invents a word, something they're stuck on that they use to explain a problem going on, or it's their version of the spin. So the latest spin is Josh Earnest must have said 20 times, freedom of navigation. And he's talking about the warships, the Iranian warships. And, of course, interesting timing, you know, that they, last week, we were ready to see what was going to happen with those warships. The Senate begins their full debate on Iran's nuke deal amid a lot of warnings about really some crazy amendments that not everybody's on board with. So we'll see what happens with that. And, of course, the deal with the Iranians has until the end of June to either be signed or not, or no going there. So here's a little snippet of Josh Earnest explaining away.
A specific arms shipment from the Iranians intended for the Houthis would be a pretty clear violation of the United Nations Security Council embargo. No doubt about that. Hypothetically, I wouldn't go beyond what we've said about the need to protect the freedom of navigation. The particular mission, again, for the Roosevelt is to guarantee the freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce.
It's not there to try to discourage and or intercept an arms shipment.
Well, again, it is there to protect the freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce. They should know, first and foremost, the United States remains concerned about protecting the freedom of navigation in this region of the world. The United States, alongside the international community, including the United Nations, is serious about the Iranians not providing weapons to the Houthis. The president also, as I mentioned in response to Major's question and to several others, continues to be concerned about the instability in Iran interfering with the freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce in the Gulf of Aden.
All right, so there you go. A freedom of navigation. I wonder, do they sit up all night long eating pizza and drinking beer and trying to think of these buzz phrases? I'm just saying. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas, probably right in the middle of all these thunderstorms and rain. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. Yeah, talk about being blown away. I tell you, I'd like another way than this routine that we got going here. We almost had the tornado about 8 miles from us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
8 miles. Wow, yeah.
8 miles.
They've been talking about it all night long, and they've
been,
you're hearing thunder.
Well, we've had all kinds of warnings, and we've had all kinds of thunder and lightning, and rain came down. Like,
yeah.
No, yesterday, we had 60-mile-an-hour winds hit the front of my house, and just, it was just wall-to-wall. Hail, wind, rain. Had the motorhome loaded up with all the necessities to get out of Dodge, and we just toughed it out, and we thought, if it gets any worse, we're out of here. And we were planning
on that's good.
Hooking. But we made it. Okay, now to get down to some serious stuff. Well, not serious, but I mean some more serious stuff. Now, I watched a little bit of the interview there with Brucey. Brucella, you cannot blame Brucella. He has joined the rest of us male lesbians, and he wants to join the club. That's all there is to it. You don't have to be, you don't have to slice it or dice it or anything else, Brucey. Brucella wants to be one of us. He knows that we love women and all the aspects of it, and therefore he wants to be one of us.
It's very strange to see him go from that virile man winning the most unbelievable Olympics, and then hear his voice now and the whole thing. Wow,
it really hurt
me
because he was one of my heroes, one of the last.
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
Heroes. When you mentioned Bruce Jenner, you thought a John Wayne type.
Yeah.
Athlete.
Oh yeah.
And then,
absolutely.
Then to turn around and say, I like my pink shorts.
I know when he said that, it was crazy.
Okay, now, the president is really getting brave. According to one of the night comedians, like I don't know if it was Fallon or who, they were saying that, you know, he's become brave. He's even showing his Kenyan birth certificate. And I thought, that's apropos. And now to get around to Hillary. You cannot kid me that these people are not crookeder than a dog's hind leg. These people are scum, and they would sell out their mother, and what she already has. You know, she dumped on her mother that her mother lied about her being named after Sir Edmund Hillary, who climbed Mount Everest for the first time.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she lied about that, and then she threw her mother on the bus. Well, that's the story my mother told me. I was just repeating something. She said she threw her own mother under the bus. These people are scum, and they're crooked. These people, we can't let them back in the White House. I mean, my God, they are the biggest crooks that this country has.
It might happen. You better brace yourself just in case.
Okay, now what do you got going?
What do you have going? I want to hear a joke from you. I was waiting for a joke from you. Come on.
I gave you all the stuff I had that was fresh.
All right. All your fresh materials gone. What I have going is what you have going. I have the light show going on and the tornado possibilities and all of that.
Yeah,
it's
that's
crazy.
Right. It's headed your way right now, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is bad.
But I'm still on the air. So if you don't hear me on the air, you know, the tornado hit the house.
We will love you in memory only if we have to. But take care of yourself, girl, okay?
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. We'll love you in memory only. That is so sweet. Thank you. You're funny, man, you. Yeah, he's right about that. So seeing funnel clouds over by Dan and all over Texas. But, I mean, this is tornado time. You know, they talk about when it's hurricane season, and tornado season has become really, really big in the West, the Southwest, Texas, Oklahoma. You've seen Alabama, some really, really brutal weather where you know, all of a sudden the skies open up and then you get everything right and the weather patterns set up for those clouds, and it's crazy. I've actually covered tornadoes. The first tornado I ever saw, it was such a Bambi when it came to tornadoes, because I didn't grow up in a tornado area, and it was in Nebraska, and we were chasing the tornadoes, and it was in North Platte. Anybody know where North Platte, Nebraska is? And it was pretty scary, I have to say, because we were there, boom, right when it was happening, and we're far enough away to, of course, film it and whatnot, but still at that point where, geez, you don't know where it's going to go. Then you go over to where it's just whipped through and it's terrible weather and all of a sudden it's so clear and sunny. Go over to where the tornado happened and you see one side of the street just completely ripped up. I mean, just shredded. The other pretty much fine. And that's when I knew, wow, this chunk of wind and how wide it is can be just so random and hit one area, go right down the street and not hit the other area. Or usually in the hurricane, wherever it hits, it's an equal opportunity destruction, whatever particular area it happens to hit. Hey, speaking of destruction, this might have been, besides, of course, the terrible earthquake in Nepal, but you had Coast Guard crews that were searching Sunday fast and furious for five people that were missing in the water. They recovered two bodies. There was a storm that capsized a whole bunch of sailboats that were in a regatta near Mobile Bay, Alabama. You think about it, you think, well, how did that happen? They're in a regatta. How does that pull those boats out? But what happened was it was an all of a sudden thing. There were about 100 sailboats, 200 people. And this is a beautiful area, Dauphin Alley, Island. I've actually been there in Mobile Bay. And the people were, not all the people were part of the race, but they were out there around the same time. And so they tried and tried and tried to find some of those people, and they just had no luck whatsoever. The water just, it was optimal, they say, for what, you know, how it all struck at once, and it was just a terrible, weird tragedy that all of a sudden, boom, they get hit with the weather, boats go over, and then people are missing. And a lot of anxious families, because they're waiting to see what's going to happen, but if they haven't found those people yet, they're not going to find those people. I hope they find bodies at least, because then there's that closure thing for whatever that's worth, but terrible, terrible story. Stay with us. We're doing numbers next. Yep, we can count.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The water, it explodes. The Avengers, over $200 million. What? This isn't even in wide release. It's the Avengers Age of Ultron. Yep, Robert Downey Jr., who just made some headlines for walking out of an interview. Chris Evans, Jeremy Renner were all part of a recent press junket, and they were asked about they actually got into trouble because they were asked about the Black Widow, which is Scarlett Johansson and the Black Widow flirting with the superheroes. And so Renner made a joke, and they people on social media kind of ripped them for that, saying they didn't appreciate the words that they were calling the Black Widow. Wow. But I think the big news is the fact that without even really being in wide release, 200 million, what, of their closest friends went to see it? That's crazy. And it shows you the power of the Marvel comic books and those stories. That absolutely, people are interested in it. Kids are interested in it. People of all ages are interested in it. So that's what it is. They really have a big target. Really have a big target. This is sad. I came across this story because somebody sent me a link to it, actually. But 15 buffalo were shot after a day of a chase in upstate New York, a huge chase, actually. And they said it kind of turned into the Wild Wild West because they had to kill them. Farmers, police, 5 different jurisdictions over the Hudson River. They took out snipers and gunned the buffalo from the side of the road. They said it was just too out of control. And it was just hectic the last couple of moments. They were trying to set up a perimeter, and that didn't work. And then the herd stampeded across the highway. And once they crossed the freeway, it escalated, and they decided that they could have had a collision with a car pretty easily. It was too dangerous. And they alerted the schools in the area and anybody they could. That's when they decided, okay, we're just going to take them all out. Oh, that's awful. Killing 15 buffalo. I guess a bunch had escaped from the farm heading into the weekend. So they had to shoot some already, and then they had to shoot the rest of them. Wow. Boy, I don't know. I just think of buffalo, and I think of seeing buffalo and what a unique opportunity that is. But, of course, if they're charging cars, getting out, escaping, and you can't do anything to contain them, what are you going to do? They're going to go and they're going to contain them the best that they can. Because, they, you know, what's the choice? The choice is to not do that and then risk some other serious, terrible thing happening. I talked about this just briefly. I brushed it over Pacquiao's big, can I say it again, matchup with Floyd Mayweather. And to go and see it, they call it a golden ticket. A golden ticket would cost you $128,000. What? $128,000 to go and see a fight. I think I'd have to pass. Pay-per-view, if you buy it on pay-per-view, it's like $90-some dollars. And usually that's what people have their friends over and buy if they want to see it that badly. It's at MGM. So if you're super wealthy, it's no problem. If you're not, it's a big problem. The $128,000 is the most expensive seat. The lower end of that scale, the tickets are between $1,500 and $7,500, but they were snapped up within seconds. I mean, people have been all over this. I mean, it couldn't be more anticipated. And it's interesting because you have that fight going on. You have the Kentucky Derby happening. A lot of things colliding of importance, sports-wise anyway, on that same day. I've talked about Nepal and the earthquake that has shattered the people. The death toll is at least 3,200. They think it could be even higher. If you didn't hear, the earthquake hit on Saturday, the magnitude 7.8, which is really terrible, especially if you're near the epicenter. But even close to the epicenter, you would feel that kind of an earthquake. And the aftershocks. And, you know, people injured. Over 6,200 people injured. I mean, damage everywhere all over Kathmandu, the capital city of about 3 million people. Now it's international disaster relief efforts and how quickly they can get to the people and help the people. I mean because it's just that bad. Whew. You look at Kathmandu, you look at Mount Everest, and it completely makes sense. It doesn't make sense in one way, but it completely makes sense in another way. It's so shocking, I guess. Shocking is an overused word. It's so surprising to see it, I suppose. And that's a little or no warning kind of thing. That's when people talk about go bags. You really have a go bag. But what chance do you have when the earth opens up unless you happen to not be by the area? You have to be real about that. By the way, we're sending a response team and 1 million in aid to Nepal at this point. We're doing that. Bigger guns. Bigger guns. That is the request from the U.S. military, at least those in the field watching and seeing what's happening. U.S. troops in Europe think they need bigger guns because there's lots of tension, especially between Russia and the Ukraine. And one of the last combat units stationed in Europe is saying, we need bigger guns. We're worried. The 2nd Cavalry Regiment requesting that 81 of its 8 strikers be available. Strikers. So they're equipped with 30-minute cannons that would be bigger than the guns they already carry. It would be pretty souped up, that's for sure. But they say the upgraded cannons would give the Strikers more firepower against other light vehicles, and that would be a huge, huge help. So what happens when you go to Arkansas and you're digging around for diamonds? It's a diamond park, and you read all the stories about people finding diamonds. And lo and behold, you find almost a 4-carat diamond. How do you find it? It's pristine. But you come up with the goods. And now it's all about the bidding war for that diamond, which there will be a bidding war. And that's kind of a game changer. Not kind of, it is a game changer to find that in the park and to have it appraised on the spot at that. I'm going to say I'd feel pretty confident about that. So the Supreme Court has a decision to make this week. They're talking about gay marriage, and this is happening. That conversation is happening while you have some bakers who are facing some very, very big fines for refusing to make a cake for a gay wedding. This has become pretty common, the whole cake thing. But here's what happened. A judge for the Oregon Bureau of Labor recommended that a couple should get $135,000 in damages for their suffering after Sweet Cakes refused to make them a wedding cake. So, as a result, on the other side, Aaron and Melissa Klein could lose what they own, including their homes. So the Oregonian, which is really the paper of record there, said that starting in 2013, when Aaron Klein declined to promote a cake for a lesbian wedding, the problems really kicked open. Later that year, they filed a complaint against Klein and his wife. And so it's a question of whether they violated their rights or not. Oh, can you imagine what that would be like in that courtroom listening to that? I think it'd be rough, especially if these people have gone through this for years. You forget that the legal process, while it's better than so many others, a lot of times it moves slowly. And there's continuances and people don't show up or dates get pushed or, you know, whatever it is. But it gets the court appearances get pushed and pushed and pushed until all of a sudden, you know, this is it. You either show up in court or we're dismissing this case. And that's probably part of what happened there. I'm assuming that's probably part of what happened there. And this one finally from Keith, who says, Kate, I think of you every single time I pass a house in my neighborhood that has a pool. Because I think if you have some shade, that's one surefire way to keep yourself cool and calm and collected when it's ridiculously hot and drought-like where you live. Well, knock on wood, we've had so much rain. Let's hope we don't have that again, part two, because it's the worst. But instead, let's hope it rolls out as it should. You know, that whole thing about, let's not go back in history, let's go forward. Speaking of going forward, we're going to put a nice bow on it next here on America Tonight.
But
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Ends or mixed bag. Let's have a little fun in this one, although this is not a fun thing to say at the top of it. But you know that song, Just Got Paid? It's Friday night. I'm not a great singer. Johnny Kemp, who is a good singer or was a good singer, who sang that song, they played it constantly on the radio. If you ever listened to the radio and flipped around, you heard this song. You did. You heard this song. And so Johnny Kemp dies, and he adds his name to the list, or his name is added to the list of people that we've lost in 2015. He was 54 years old. He was an R&B singer, really, and he's and that Just Got Paid came out actually in the late 80s, 88, and it was a kind of a party anthem. I guess that's why we heard that so much. They think he... What they're saying is he drowned at a beach in Montego Bay on Thursday. Ugh. That somebody, now this is strange. Somebody walking by saw his body floating face down in the water about 9:50 in the morning. So they took the body to the morgue, and they're saying that that it was an accidental drowning, is what they're saying. It's accidental drowning. And it's funny, too, because he was, not funny, but he was going to perform on the Tom Joyner Voyage cruise. They had reached out to him, and he was going to be, he was going to be on it. And he wasn't on the ship. You know, he hadn't boarded the ship. They were waiting for him to board the ship. And Just Got Paid was a huge, huge hit. He got a Grammy nomination. There was a lot of people that have redone the song. NSYNC did the song on their 2000 album. They did a cover. It's called a cover, you know, when they do it. They did a cover for that. So it was, he was really big, I guess, because of that song, but some other R&B songs, too, that he did as well. Ugh, Just Got Paid. Friday night. We're going to have to remember that for later in the week. We'll dig that up. Okay, so when you go to the movies and you see that it's not only a sequel, it's the eighth one, are you thinking, man, they must have this formula down. People just love Fast and Furious. So there's going to be another Fast and Furious 8, 2017. Boy, if you're an actor on this, why? You really don't have to do that much more, right? If you get paid decently, that's a good life. Go film the, Fast and Furious, and that's it. So it's another one. And I think the reason why is they just keep making a ton of money. So if they're printing the money, they're gonna do it. The seventh Fast and Furious broke tons of box office records. How much did it make? $1.1 billion. I want to know what those cars, you know, the cars that they crash, they wreck and everything, that's got to cost a lot of money. I mean, it's not cheap to make these Fast and Furious movies, for sure. Patrick is a fan of Fast and Furious. So you've seen them all, right?
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. What was your favorite one?
I would probably have to say the last one, Fast and Furious 6. Fast 6?
Fast 6.
I think that might have been that, or Fast 5 was probably my favorite, just because of the intensity of those ones versus the, you know, other four. It was a grander scale, and, you know, of course, that infamous scene at the end of Fast 6 when they're driving, chasing the airplane down the runway, and it's just unrealistically long. It's great. Great stuff.
Yeah, there is something about cars. There's something about cars and chases that will attract you and keep your attention. That's why I think people watch it.
Absolutely.
I do. I went to Universal Studios, Patrick. You'll like this. If you ever go to California, and I took a Universal tour, somebody said, oh, we got to take you on the tour. I was like, the tour? And I thought it was going to be cheesy, but no, it was not cheesy. And one of the places where they took me was on the set of Fast and Furious. They have a little piece of it where they filmed it, like one of the scenes, and it was really cool, I have to say. And it's just a permanent, for now anyway, a permanent exhibit thing. And it was pretty neat to see it. I was thinking, wow, this is how they do it. And the car, they had a couple of the cars and what the cars did. And, it was wild. So Fast and Furious 8, and who knows? I mean, they may break all records for how many sequels they make. You know, there was a Rocky 8. So if they go to 9, then they break that. And I think they would have the record for the most, I'm going to call it sequels, because it's the same genre, different stories, all of that. But if you go to 9 and 10, I mean, you know, who knows how long this goes. And so as long as people keep supporting it and they keep raking in the dough at the box office, they're going to keep producing them. Absolutely. They're going to keep doing that. All right, so as we move along here for odds and ends, we go to this story about the Yellowstone supervolcano. They say is even more spectacular than one could imagine. You know, I've always wanted to go to Yellowstone, and I bet a lot of you listening to me have been there, and lucky you. That would be on my list of places to go, of places I've gone. I haven't been there, but Yellowstone National Parks, they call it the Grand Prismatic Spring, which is the largest hot spring makes, whenever they take aerial photos, just makes an incredible photo from the sky. And it's such a, the supervolcano is huge for people that go and visit Yellowstone. But when you look at the stats for it, you got Yellowstone has 300 active geysers, and they take selfies in front of these bubbling, boiling steam vents. And it's like somebody said one time to me, and I just saw it written somewhere, it's like the world's greatest time bombs could go off. It's so enormous. And geophysicists don't get it. The seismic technology, they're trying to scan it and everything else. But the reserves are so many magnitudes greater than they previously thought. So you wonder, this is a huge attraction. And walking the paths is hot. I mean, people do it. They want to do it. Now, what happens if this time bomb goes off? I don't even want to think about it. But it is wild to see it. So they're fearing that. Oh, there's some new dangers here. And it lies just beyond the Earth's surface. And what happens? Because it has a volume 2 times greater, at least 2.5 maybe, greater than the Grand Canyon. So those hollows could overflow with molten rock. That's what would end up happening. Ooh. And it hasn't erupted. An eruption in the next few thousand years is unlikely. Whew. I guess it's safe to still go there. I mean, they say there's no sign of an imminent eruption, but how can they? I mean, they don't know 100%. Who knows that? It's mind-numbing, I guess, if you think about it. Ooh, frightening, actually, if you think about it. If you're walking along and all of a sudden, you poor unlucky soul. This was the time when the geysers were going to erupt, and you happened to be going by just at that moment. Ugh. All right, so just to reiterate, think good thoughts, say a prayer, whatever. Hold them in your mind. The people in Nepal, when you say that over 3,200 people and the number keeps climbing that are missing, that are dead, is just terrible. And they really need more relief efforts. And teams of doctors are starting to volunteer and pour in. That's the good news. For sure, that is the good news. Thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks to you, Patrick, and everybody else in between those nooks and crannies. We'll see you again soon.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.